I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, December 29th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. 2020 has been rough on people in most areas of their lives, not the least of which is their personal finances. But if you're thinking of setting up a personal or household budget for all of 2021, instead, try thinking smaller. Many experts suggest setting up a series of micro-budgets.
I think this year especially has really emphasized to people that you have to be flexible and that plans change. But even beyond the 2020-ness of it all, setting a really big, huge goal can feel unachievable. And if you're unable to kind of carve out a path for that goal, you're just going to throw your hands up if you're not making any progress and say, okay, let's just chuck it out altogether.
Our personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter has been checking in with financial planning experts about the value of taking small steps toward budgeting your way to a successful 2021. And she'll be here to talk about it after the break.
If you're a business owner, you don't need us to tell you that running a business is tough. Don't let QuickBooks and spreadsheets slow you down anymore. Now is the time to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control over your financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more. Join the over 24,000 companies using NetSuite right now. Schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/wallstreet. netsuite.com/wallstreet.
New Year's resolutions often get tossed aside as life's ups and downs get in the way, but people setting personal finance goals are more likely to find success if they think month to month, or even day to day, rather than looking at the entire year. Our personal finance reporter, Julia Carpenter, has been talking to money experts about this, and she's with us to discuss. Julia, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So a lot of people started 2020 with some pretty lofty personal finance goals. And I bet by now their finances look nothing like what they envisioned.
2020 definitely taught us to expect the unexpected and to be able to pivot those goals or maybe refashion them altogether.
Okay, so let's talk about what's wrong with making goals for the new year. Why do experts think that steers people in the wrong direction?
I think this year especially has really emphasized to people that you have to be flexible and that plans change. But even beyond the 2020-ness of it all, setting a really big, huge goal can feel unachievable. And if you're unable to kind of carve out a path for that goal, you're just going to throw your hands up if you're not making any progress and say, okay, let's just chuck it out altogether. And that way, the goal that you've set that maybe could have been three smaller goals or some more bite-sized goals just gets forgotten altogether.
How much does psychology play a role here in achieving success?
One of the professionals I talked to said that celebrating the tiny wins is a really key thing in this smaller scale budgeting. And so if you see, hey, I didn't spend that $10 today that I maybe would have, that feels more momentous on this smaller scale than if you look at it in the course of a month and say $10, whatever. That celebrating those tiny wins and feeling the actual impact of them does a lot to keep us motivated.
All right, so let's talk about the smaller bite-sized goals or micro-budgets. If you're not budgeting for the year, what kinds of time frames should you be budgeting for?
Choosing a smaller time frame and making tiny changes to your budget can be hugely beneficial. So thinking about a time frame that's maybe a pay period, a month, a week, instead of a whole year or a whole season, allows you to examine everything that you're doing with a keener eye, but it also gives you room to be flexible and to make changes in real time as opposed to at the end of a year or after mistakes have already been made.
But a lot of people already live paycheck to paycheck. How can you budget within that time frame?
I think being aware of the constraints and being aware of how you work is even more helpful. So knowing that I have to have this next paycheck, I'm not going to have money after this week, my hours could be cut, I'm going to have to adjust. Looking at that smaller scale gives you a little bit more control and power over what you're doing. If you feel like you're looking at a whole year and everything is so uncertain, that's going to lead to that kind of throw your hands up in the air, forget it all effects that we talked about earlier. But if you're looking at a week or even a day in some cases, you feel like you have way more control over that smaller time frame.
you know, 2020 was all about unexpected events that can throw your plan, any plan, out the window. What have you heard from the experts you've spoken to about the best way that people can plan for that?
One of the things that really stuck out to me about this year is that talking to experts, we didn't have any fresh starts. We had this kind of sameness that took over so much of our lives. If you were out of work, you were waiting to get more work. If you were working from home, you were no longer going to the office. We had this timeline that kept getting extended and extended, extended as we waited to see what would happen with the virus and the recession. But if you're looking at a smaller time frame, you can then try and think about what different things happen in the course of a week, what different things happen in the course of a day or a pay period. And that allows you to have a bit more of a fresh start. It allows you to feel like you can start anew, that you can pivot, and that you're not kind of trapped in this same limbo.
Now, budgeting to put up guardrails and be smarter about spending, well, that also includes being smarter about saving, right?
Absolutely. I think a lot of the automatic deduction advice we hear is especially relevant right now. Budgeting on a smaller time frame doesn't mean that you can forget tax season. It doesn't mean that you don't pay your rent at the end of every month. But setting up an automatic deduction or creating buckets within your savings account for these different goals means that you can already put aside money for that. You don't have to worry about it with this smaller budget, but then you can pay more attention to your day-to-day cash flow.
Okay, so focusing on the day-to-day can be effective, but what are the pitfalls of keeping a narrow lens that people should watch out for?
I think one of the things that scares people about zooming in is that they then worry they're not going to be able to zoom out. And there's certain things that we have to zoom out for. We have to prepare for tax season. We have to save for emergency expenses. There's expenses that occur on a monthly or a seasonal basis that you have to prepare for. And I think being aware of those things on the front end and maybe setting up some fail safes to make sure you won't forget those is key to making this successful.
All right, that's personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter. Julia, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me on.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.